Welcome everyone to Politically High Tech. This is the season finale for five. Yep, the fifth season is reaching its conclusion. This is going to be the final episode for season five. In this episode, I'm going to cover only two things. This is going to be the only random episode with your hosts. There's no guests because literally every other random episode had a guest. I wanted to cover one thing that's been interesting, very weird, or even controversial. You might be asking yourself, why the hell does this exist? Especially if you're devoted to eating healthy, living healthy, okay? The second item is going to be the upcoming updates for season six. Yes, I will be doing a season six. But this is not going to be the last episode ever, okay? So those are your two items, okay? Two. First, I'm going to talk about what's interesting, and I'm going to be reacting and even adding additional commentary to this. So I'm just going to give you just a little bit of a preliminary background, if you will, of this unshameful, brutally honest, unhealthy restaurant. Yes, it does exist. I am really not kidding. I wish I was trolling you here. But you know what they say, some wise people, because sadly a nut job uses this quote too. I can refer to who he is. Hint is, he believes lizard people exist. Truth is stranger than fiction. I'm going to repeat that to you again. Truth is stranger than fiction. I am not the originator of the quote. I am not. I am just promoting such a wise quote because to me, it fits very well in this bizarrely bad situation. Look, I am for freedom of choice. I am for freedom of choice. Look, your body, your choice. Yes, I'm going to apply that same pro-abortion slogan to this because that's what it is in the end of the day. Especially those who got money, gets to go in this restaurant. And there's a catch here. First of all, John Bassett, the founder, the owner, he's brutally honest to a sickening fault, okay? It's a hospital-themed Hooters with some spanking. Yes, spanking. And if you hit a certain weight threshold, you could eat there for free. And I'm laughing here because this is my coping mechanism. There's something so sick and dark. I know to some of you that might be inappropriate, but this is how I react. Provide me better tips because I am not the most emotionally healthy person in the world. Okay? I am just not. So without further ado, this is going to be my first video / audio. I recommend you watch this in video, by the way, because it's very visual. But if you're an imaginary thinker, feel free to listen to the audio. But I already gave you a bit of a picture. And the menu they got is just truly sickening, pun intended. We're going to get to it. And the original person who created this video is Sunny V2. He's a YouTuber that creates, I got to say, great visual content. You know, I'm not into his YouTube drama, controversial assessment. I'm just not. I could care less. What I am into is just this bizarrely and just sickening restaurant that exists. Originally, it was in Arizona, but he lost a case there. And it's not because of the unhealthiness. It's just because they use the term nurse in a very, very misleading way. Yeah, oh, no, it's not for the well-being of the citizens. Most legal stuff are not. It's for power and money at the end of the day, just like many things. So I already gave you some of it, and I'm going to play through some of them. When I pause and exit the video, I'm going to add extra commentary as it pops along. This is not the first time I've watched this video, so this is not going to be a blind reaction. It's just not. Just trying to be real with you. All right. Let's get this thing started.
When John Basso first opened the Heart Attack Grill, he had no idea that serving the world's unhealthiest menu would come with so much controversy. Countless lawsuits, an avalanche of bad press, and multiple heart attacks on the premises. Prior to opening the Heart Attack Grill in 2005, Basso owned three different exercise gyms over a 12-year period where he'd advise clients on their dietary and exercise needs, as well as on techniques of caloric reduction. However, he felt this was an untruthful line of work, stating, "It's disgusting disgusting because you're promising people things that are outside their genetic possibility. Instead of being a slimy, crooked, dishonest peddler of health and fitness services, I would actually launch a hamburger concept that would be absolutely honest, and that's the only guiding principle.
Hey, this is...
So for John Bassel being honest in a sickening, brutal way, I will add, this is only guiding principle. So for example, if you want to eat a sandwich as the size of a sperm whale, go right ahead. Knock yourself out. Especially if you hit a certain weight. Not going to spoil that. We are going to continue.
It's bad for you, and it's going to kill you.
The first heart attack grill in Arizona featured a front door sign reading, "Caution, this establishment is bad for your health," before they'd later add, "Cash only because you might die before the check clears." Inside, they'd proudly display the catchphrase,
"You might die before the check clears." I mean, what cynicism? Look at the next Paul statement. The taste worth dying for. That's a pun. It is both figuratively and literally. Okay, I'll continue.
Taste worth dying for. However, the most insane piece of signage was without a doubt this reading, "Anyone over 350 pounds eats for free all day, every day, unlimited."
That's what I meant by the certain weight threshold.
The only rules being no taking food to go, no sharing with others, and does not include beverages. Although this one of the free meals, Basso took a tip from Hooters by hiring a bunch of sexy nurses, with a theme of honesty also extending into the job application process.
A very interesting job application process. Obviously, they've been inspired by Hooters, like the video said. Remember, creditor here is Sunny V2. I can say the real name. You could look him up. He's an Australian YouTuber. That's it. I'm just going to keep playing it.
With questions such as whether the applicant has an innie or outie belly button, who would they have a hot one-night stand with, their opinion on certain conspiracy theories, and a comment stating, "No one gives a damn about your academic achievements, but if you want to bore us with them, go right ahead." As the head of the restaurant, John spends every day dressed as a doctor, stating, "We promote..."
So, very interesting job application, like I said. Has attitude, very blatant, very shameless. Okay, don't care about academic achievement. There's a certain body type, there's a certain personality. You'd be welcome. Really honest. Has some character. I'm not going to say I like this one, though.
There is a restaurant in Tempe where the food is so rich, they call their big burger the quadruple bypass. Not everybody thinks that's funny, least of all the Arizona Board of Nursing.
The news story then stated that the American Nursing Board had received 5 or 6 complaints about them calling their waitresses nurses. However, 5 or 6 complaints was a small price to pay, given the story was basically free advertising.
All right, so if you want a bypass, of course the good kind, now you know where to go. It's called the Heart Attack Grill.
We don't do Diet Coke. We don't do light beers. We don't even provide lettuce on our burgers.
John, this is creating a firestorm. I have a feeling this is just what you wanted.
Well, I can't say that I don't enjoy the publicity. It definitely does pack the seats in the restaurant. We've been so lucky as of recently, our web traffic exceeds McDonald's.com.
After noticing that media stories help the business grow, that attempt to set the Guinness World Record for the world's unhealthiest burger, achieving such with the 9,982 calorie quadruple bypass burger, although this gluttonous piece of food would be served with a side of tragedy. The Heart Attack Grill had introduced a spokesperson named Blair River, who at 6'8", 570 pounds, appeared in all of the restaurant's ads.
I'm up another few inches. Who needs these old pants? I could eat for free.
In a 2011 news report, Blair talked about feeling incredibly healthy.
This is good stuff. Everyone should be modern size like myself.
However, he passed away before the interview even aired.
Sadly, we now know how long that was. Blair died last week at the age of 29. His family says the cause of death was pneumonia.
Had he have been thinner, he most probably would have survived that pneumonia.
Aren't you glorifying obesity, which obviously kills?
Absolutely. If they do die here, I'm not going to lie to you. That's great for business. I'll say it again. Death is great for business at the Heart Attack Grill.
Although the media's goal of discrediting the founder only did...
You can't take that statement out of context. Death is great for business. He prefers to be brutally honest instead of just finding alternative ways to promote true health. So you win the cynical round.
Did the opposite. It's actually refreshing to see someone so painfully honest. The owner is great. He makes no apologies, nor should he. You can't blame him for people doing this to themselves. It's impossible to hate this guy because he's being 100% honest. In a different interview, Basso showed his more compassionate side by stating, cynical people might think this Riva's death is funny, but people who knew him are crying their eyes out. There is a lot of mourning going on around here. You couldn't have found a better person. Even if he was skinny, we would have given him the job. We would have just put a fat suit on him. He just had personality, as did the restaurant's next spokesperson, Ernie Hart, who wouldn't last long either, although for a slightly different reason. In October 2011, Basso moved the restaurant to the land of indulgence, pleasure, and poor short-term choices, Las Vegas. The new and improved restaurant featured a public electronic cattle scale, as well as new signage reading Fighting Anorexia Since 2005 and Send Hate Mail To, followed by their address. The new location also led to a brand new slogan,
remember, the calories you eat in Vegas stay in Vegas,
as well as an instant increase in business.
We've both doubled in terms of money, in terms of square footage.
However, the craziest change was without a doubt their menu. Despite their quadruple bypass already holding the record for the highest calorie burger, the Heart Attack Grill then doubled their invention, creating the octuple bypass burger, which featured 8 patties, 40 pieces of bacon, and 19,900 calories.
So it wasn't bad enough that it had a quadruple bypass burger with nearly 10,000 calories. This sucker here, the October counterpart, is nearly 20,000 calories. Damn. Why does this restaurant exist? I'll keep playing.
They were trying to generate media attention, and this is exactly what they got. The new burger led to over 100 million views worth of exposure on YouTube, as different content creators visited the restaurant to see if they could eat it. Those who could, such as Matt Stoney, were given a ride out of the restaurant in a novelty wheelchair, although there were others who were forced to leave in an ambulance.
A customer at the Heart Attack Grill was rushed to the hospital after eating a sandwich called the Triple Bypass Burger.
In February 2012, an article was published titled, Man Has Heart Attack While Eating at the Heart Attack Grill, which is followed by another article only 2 months later reading, Heart Attack Grill lives up to its name again this week when a woman collapsed in their Las Vegas restaurant. This marks the second person to fall victim to their horrifically caloric food in less than a year.
Multiple people have been killed in this restaurant because of overeating, getting unhealthy, deteriorating immune system, massive increase in weight. And the sick part is, this is freedom of choice. People choose to go here. It's fitting a sick way because it's in Las Vegas. It's, you know, Sin City. And he put it more mildly, this is a city where you can have many short-term bad choices. I call it like it is, a Sin City, okay? You're gambling with your life here. But at the end of the day, it's your body, your choice. My intent here is to bring awareness. Some people just want to promote this for entertainment or clout. Who knows if I'll try this restaurant one day, if it aligns with my vision. I can't promise you I'm going to do this, because if I do, I'd be no better than the YouTubers that I just promoted for clout, you know, daring challenges. My intent is just to promote the real experience. And if you survive, you get out with a wheelchair. Yeah, remember, it's a hospital-themed Hooters, essentially. I will continue.
With the Heart Attack Grill responding in the most brand appropriate way, by bragging about it on their website. Two ambulance departures in less than 60 days left an indelible mark on the Heart Attack Grill's public image. Dr. John delivered a clear message to the media that such tragedy shall inevitably continue due to having clientele which he refers to as being the avant-garde of nutritional risk takers.
Did that heart attack pad my wallet with money? Absolutely. Did I enjoy that? Absolutely.
Although this is still nothing compared to what would happen 1 year later. The Heart Attack Grill had a new unofficial spokesperson named John Elliman, who was recognized as the restaurant's most loyal customer. He never missed a day, even on Christmas, Basso said. People just loved him. He connected with people in a real way, although all of this changed on the 11th of February 2013. After chowing down on his daily feed at the grill, John Elliman suffered a heart attack and died while waiting for the bus at the front of the store.
They'll say it's grotesque. How can you keep them cremation here.
With Basso keeping the cremation inside the restaurant as he wants you to know his food kills so that maybe you'll stop eating junk. This man is willing to sacrifice his reputation and maybe even his humanity to try and make the world a healthier place. I respect him for it. Basso believes.
And another thing, he has gained support. He has gained massive support. I'm sure there are oppositions, like the media, obviously, some of the people, but there are those who respect that sickening, blatant, brutal honesty. Just sick. You already heard three of their spokesmen die from the very food that they sell, makes a lot of money, a lot of press, and a couple of deaths. Will you try to go to this restaurant? Will you try to make a stop to go there? Do you want to gamble with your physical health? Some people are daredevils. They will do this. Doesn't matter if I show 1,000 reasons why you should not go to this restaurant. Some people just wired that way. They are just wired that way. And there are some who are wise enough to listen to this and just say, ugh. Some might question why I'm promoting this. I already tell you my intent is just to bring awareness to this restaurant. Might cause the opposite result. I'm aware of that. But it's better for me to do something than nothing. It's very bad. I'm trying to work on improving my health, not go 1,000 steps backwards. It's just the fact that this still exists today is a miracle, even after the pandemic. Let's see, I got the stomach to continue this.
Adding, I'm running an obesity intervention and I think it works. I really do. Everybody should check out our Facebook and see a lot of people say, hey, Dr. John, I've lost 82 pounds since the last time I was in. It's the X factor, something that snapped in that person that said, wow, I'm going to make a change in my life, and they did, and that's fabulous, with this sentiment also showing up in the YouTube comments. The Heart Attack Grill restaurant has motivated me to take care of myself, stick to my diet. The namesake restaurant actually sends a very positive message. If you don't take care of yourself today, you might find yourself eating a free meal at my restaurant in the not so distant future, because everyone over 350 pounds eats for free, and therefore Basso believes the restaurant is an overall positive.
I am a believer that when
So people see this as a wake-up call. Keep indulging in these ultra processed, super greasy, super fatty foods. This is not for me. I got to get it together. And some just say, oh, all this free food. Instant gratification because you're getting all this free food. I get the triple bypass, quadruple bypass, even the octuple bypass if you're extremely daring, if I'm going to say it somewhat mildly. At the end of the day, it's freedom of choice. I just thank God this is not a franchise. And look, there are some positives to it. Now, I admit that. Don't think I'm going to respect that. He is just brutally honest. He's very committed to the brand. I got to give John Bassel and the staff that credit. Now, I still believe it's a net negative. He could have just found alternatives to help people get healthy instead of this cynical reverse psychology tactic that's got a lot of press and attention, a lot of money, a lot of clout. Yeah, it's to me, it's wild. It's wild.
People hear my message. The net health benefit to society is incredibly good.
However, you won't be surprised to hear that not everybody agrees.
He's deliberately trying to get people to eat more than they need.
With this being echoed by the legendary Anthony Bourdain, who stated, there is a restaurant in Vegas, I think it's called the Heart Attack Grill, where if you're over 350 pounds, you eat for free. I think that should be pretty much a war crime. On top of this, a former waitress went public talking about her terrible time working at the restaurant, explaining that after a man passed out mid-meal, a manager made me take out my cell phone to record a video of the whole thing so they could send it to the media. It was on a Friday afternoon, and he hoped it would make the news so they could have a busy weekend. On the opposite end of the spectrum, a different waitress stated this.
I've been here 11 years. I enjoy this way too much.
So the experience clearly depends on which person you ask. In a different instance, the PCRM sent a letter to Basso asking him to declare moral bankruptcy and close the Heart Attack Grill. However, given the restaurant earned $5.5 million in revenue last year, it seems obvious that Dr. John Basso and the Heart Attack Grill won't be going anywhere anytime soon.
All right, that's the end of the video. Obviously, he's making a lot of money. It's not going to disappear, and why not? End of the day, you're in business to make money. And I'm not surprised this restaurant has a bipolar audience. What I mean by that, some people are in support of it, decide to be healthier, live healthier lives. And there's just those that think it's criminal, agree with, but has the right to be there. The only way it should organically shut down where I could easily accept it is just a lot of people. So you just need to stop going there. And it's divisive because some people really enjoy it. Some workers like it. If you're sensitive, have high morals, that's not a place for you. But if you like that kind of entertainment, that kind of vibe, that kind of style of a restaurant, yeah, it is for you. Yeah, I mean, John Bassel, he's a genius. He's a sick genius. Do I agree with it? No. But I won't go so far just to shut it down. People vote with their dollars. Stop going over there, okay? Just stop going over there. All right, give you the video version. That, to me, that's the best, most succinct version of it. I will not be showing all the clips of that, but I will link the original video. And, of course, the original creator is Sonny V2, okay? He's a pretty big YouTuber. I think this was, I gotta say, his older content is definitely more interesting than the newer stuff because he's just covering YouTube drama and I don't give a rat's behind about that. I might change my mind if I'm really involved in it. I'm just gonna play mostly the ignore card for now. Or who knows? I might even do it long term. We'll see. TBD to be decided. Okay, that's it for item one. The second item, the more technical item, and well, my personal favorite, I want to get the horrible stuff out the way. I had to catch my breath there after watching so much junk food. Call me sensitive, whatever. It doesn't bother me. So I'm going to announce some changes to season 6. More will come along the way. This is what I'm planning to do right now. I'm going to be changing my hosting provider to Acast, to Buzzsprout. I think that'll be better for you. They will be premium content. Probably not a lot, but I'm going to start putting premium content. And to me, they're going to be the higher quality, more enlightening, and even much better polished videos and audio. I'm going to make these as sparingly as possible. This is a business at the end of the day. And just like I said, businesses are here to make profit, provide a service that you need. And if it's enjoyable, of course, the reward for that business is cash profit. If not, then the business goes away. Or should government will function more like that to some extent, especially if you're not doing this job. But I'm not going to get into that. I'm not going to make this hyper-political. Episodes are going to be shorter in general. You see that some of my shorter episodes were hit the 25-minute mark. My longest ones has hit 1 hour, 40-minute mark. It's going to be 20 to 30-minute increments, depending how long the interview is. It's going to be between 20 to 30 minutes, not an hour long, okay? You're going to start seeing shorts popping up when I'm especially done with the season. Short form content, see what hooks you. If I see it's providing decent result, I'll continue to do those. And those shorts, you have the full length episode if you're interested. Okay. I will be using new software to improve the visual experience. You see here, I'm using Zoom here and going through transitions are a bit awkward. If you could pick that up. If you haven't picked that up, just call me crazy. I'm being paranoid. I'm going to switch for Acast to Buzzsprout, like I said. And I will be trying to create a website for this podcast. You have its own website, its own listenership. So just relying on the internet. It's just going to be more the expansion, not the heart. And if I reach at least 100 subscribers somewhere, doesn't matter where, it could be Facebook. Definitely not X. X is going to have to be 1,000 because there's so many fake people in there. That's the only way that I'm going to be convinced I have enough real people to start an event. Rumble or, yeah, one of these sites have to hit 100 subscribers. It's a host mini events. I'll be accepting tips and crypto payment. I got to be inclusive. Crypto is the future. Let's be clear. And I'll be providing a link for Pod Inbox for feedback. Feel free to be brutally honest. Give me ways to improve this. You do have some control and influence in this podcast. And then now the big question. Season 6 will start at June. Yeah, that's fitting because June is the 6th month. Season 6 will start around the first week of June. Okay, so by the time this episode is done, I'll be taking a 2-month break. Just improving quality. I'm not going to be producing a lot of content until June. So that's all you have here. And I do thank you for listening, especially the loyal listeners from wherever you're at. Doesn't matter who you are. Doesn't matter skin color. Doesn't matter your gender. All I want to say is thank you. Thank you. So with that out of the way, like, comment, share, subscribe for YouTube, follow us for Rumble, give your opinion, share this with someone we think could benefit from this. And then for the listeners, give me a star rating on Apple Podcasts. Yes. And I'm only going to be referring to Apple Podcasts. I really don't care for Spotify. The next season, I'm going to neglect mentioning Spotify. I don't care unless I see a drastic shift in the data. But for Apple Podcast listeners, give me a star review. Hopefully it's a 5, especially if I'm getting 5 reviews. a 5-star review. Give me a little paragraph why. How can I improve? I don't mind hearing that. Okay. So from wherever you're listening to this podcast, you have a blessed day, afternoon, or night.